Picks: Bojo plows Get Brexit Done Union Jack Digger Through Wall in Election Stunt. By Victoria Friedman on December 11, 2019. The election meme war has intensified with Prime Minister Boris Johnson plowing through a polystyrene brick wall representing Brexit gridlock and a digger wrapped in the Union flag. The digger, whose bucket read Get Brexit Done, belongs to Conservative Party donor Lord Anthony Bamford. The Prime Minister visited J.C. Bamford's factory, which exports high-tech digger and construction equipment around the globe, for a speech in Staffordshire on Tuesday. Mr. Johnson used the stunt to criticize Labour and other Remain-backing MPs for the continual gridlock since the June 2016 referendum. Calling a potential Jeremy Corbyn government disastrous, Prime Minister Johnson told JCB workers and supporters on the factory floor, "We'd spend a whole year in dither, drift, confusion. Not just on another referendum on Scotland. We'd have another referendum on the EU. Toxic. Divisive. Pointless." Johnson hopes to gain a majority in Parliament that will pass his EU-approved exit treaty by January 31, after which he said the UK will see economic benefits immediately because the confidence will return to this country and we'll start to get our mojo back. Gesturing to the demolished wall, he said, "We have 48 hours to get rid of the roadblock in this country and you've seen how we can do it literally and figuratively. We can end the gridlock that is holding this country back. We can move forward together, and I hope we can collectively remove the wall." Channeling former President Ronald Reagan's 1987 challenge to the USSR's Mikhail Gorbachev, Johnson added, as one conservative said to another communist, "Mr. Corbyn, it's time to tear down that wall and remove your opposition to getting Brexit done. We can get Brexit done, we can move this country forward." On Monday, the Conservative Party's media machine released a spoof of the film Love Actually, trolling anti-Brexit activist and Hollywood actor Hugh Grant. Grant later opined that Russian rubles may have paid for the skit. In November, the Tories released an ironically youth-orientated hour of lo-fi beats to get Brexit done to, showing a looping video of Boris reading on the train. Labour's Jeremy Corbyn, in the meanwhile, has also tried to get on board with the viral video game, releasing a one-minute short of himself deriving mirth from reading out mean tweets about himself while sitting next to a crackling fireplace.